All right. So welcome, everybody, to the ABCs of Swaddling class. I think Heather already mentioned that. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jennifer Rojas, and I'm the blog editor and operations director for Mommy Bites. And we're really, really excited about this class today. Can't wait for you to hear from Karen. And just wanted to let you know that if you have a question, or you'd like to ask a question during class, it's super easy. You'll see on your event landing page in the top left corner, there's an Ask a Question button. So simply click on Ask a Question. A box will pop up for you to type in your question and submit it. And we'll be monitoring and answering your questions throughout the class. So you can ask as many questions as you want as we go along. You can put your name. You can leave it anonymous. We're also recording the class, as I think Heather mentioned, so you don't need to take notes. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the call. We'll send out to all of you a link to the recording within a few days. And so before we get started and I introduce our expert, I just wanted to give a huge thank you to our sponsor of today's class, which is Woombie. Swaddling has been proven to help babies sleep better, longer, and safer. And the Woombie Swaddle has received over 18 awards for design and innovation and has been nominated as Mom's Favorite Swaddle for effectiveness and ease of use. By allowing a natural womb-like movement to occur during swaddling, babies' transition from womb to world will be much more effective and appreciated by moms and their little ones. So our awesome expert today is Karen Barsky, who is a registered nurse of 22 years and mom of five from Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Karen.
She is an infant
care specialist, happiest baby on the block educator, and owner of the Woombie Baby brand. And we're really delighted to have you here today, Karen. Why don't you give us a little bit more about your background, tell us a bit about yourself, share a bit of your story.
Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Karen Barsky, I am a nurse, mom of five, and I became a nurse many years ago and was not in pediatrics or infant care at all until the last 8 years of my practice. So 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, my daughter Bella was born, and you know, as everyone knows, in the hospital, they really only teach you one way to swaddle. And, you know, we did that, and I'm a pretty good swaddler, I have to say. But my third daughter, Bella, was super strong. She had a really strong, rooting reflex, and she was always moving, startling herself. So she would get out of those square blankets very quickly, and multiple times I would come in and find her with the blankets over her face, and she'd be a little red and a little perspiring, and, you know, as a nurse and a mom, you know that that's super dangerous, and I went out and looked for products that would work for Bella. I really couldn't find anything, so after time, I put on, my creative hat, and I decided, you know, enough's enough. I'm going to make something that will be safe for my child. So I did that, and after a few prototypes, you know, our Swaddle product was born. I believe in multiple methods of swaddling, but this method worked best for us. So we ended up making a business out of it and launching the Woombie brand in 2007-ish. So we're about 9 years in now at the moment.
Wow. That is really, really awesome. Thank you, Karen. I guess you're truly a great example of necessity being the mother of invention, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right into it. Some people might be on the call today who have new babies, who are interested in learning how best to swaddle, but there may be even some people who don't even know exactly what swaddling is. I think we've all heard about it, but what exactly is swaddling?
Sure. So swaddling is an age-old practice of wrapping the baby, confining the extremities to help soothe, calm, prevent startling, prevent face scratching, and kind of mimic the third trimester of the womb where they were confined, they were safe. you know, it's again, an age-old practice, and there are many, many, many methods to swaddling, but all of them really involve cocooning the baby.
Okay. And so it sounds like, you know, this is something, of course, that's important as a parent, that we would want to swaddle our babies. As you mentioned, it's an age-old practice. Is it important to the baby, the actual baby?
It actually is. So what it does is it calms their nervous response. So babies have a startle reflex, which is a feeling that they're falling, and it's super common. It lasts, you know, it could last up until 6 months, maybe even longer. So it kind of helps to keep them safer. When they're not startling themselves, they tend to sleep better. They sleep sounder, so they won't wake up every 15 minutes or every 30 minutes from jumping. They will just transition into a more peaceful sleep. One important thing with swaddling is, which I'm sure we'll go over later, is not to over-swaddle. But, babies definitely appreciate swaddling. And to be honest, if you're starting swaddling later, you know, around 3 to 6 months, or 3 to 4 months, rather, when you really are tired of getting up every 10 minutes, babies may rebel. And that's totally common, but it's all about the routine and keeping up with the routine and sticking with what you know is best for your baby and yourself, actually, because you'll be sleeping a lot better, too, if your baby's sleeping.
That's awesome. So that's just one great way that it can help mommy. Tell us how swaddling in general helps moms.
So, well, when baby's sleeping better, everyone is better in the family, mom, dad, dog. Studies show that babies who don't sleep well can actually cause an increase in postpartum depression in moms from a lack of sleep. So it's super important for mom to get her sleep, you know, after birth, emotionally, physically, and if baby's sleeping well and peacefully, mommy's going to feel a lot better as well.
That it's amazing how big of an impact. I mean, I certainly hadn't even thought of that. I thought, okay, well, of course, if it helps mom get some sleep, that's great. But the link that you made even to postpartum depression, I mean, that's super important and very illuminating. So I think I've had a few questions about the babies actually liking swaddling. So, I mean, they're all kind of bundled up. Do they feel squished or do they actually like it?
Well, if you think about the 9 months spent in mommy's womb, there was really a lack of space. So when you take a baby out of womb and give them the freedom of as much space as you'd want, it's actually a little scary for babies. And as you notice, you know, in the hospital, one of the very first things they do is cocoon the baby to recreate that feeling, to help them transition, to keep them calmer. So yes, it's super, super helpful for babies. Babies like it. There is a time, you know, when they're, you know, maybe 6 to 10 weeks old where they know about their hands and their arms, when they actually want a little more freedom. But, you know, again, if you want to sleep and if you want the baby to sleep and if you want to maintain that schedule and the habits that you've created, you would keep up with it until baby is rolling or your pediatrician tells you to stop swaddling. Or if the baby, you know, if the baby is sleeping great at nap time with hands overhead, then you'll know that it might be time to start transitioning from swaddling. And, you know, I have 5 kids and, you know, most of them, 4 out of 5 were swaddled. One of them actually slept perfectly fine, hands overhead. We used to call it, I'm the champion, you know, and she'd just keep her hands up there and she was fine. You know, she needed swaddling maybe for the first month of her life, but then she slept fine. So, you know, at nap time is a great time to test your baby. And that's what I always recommend to moms. You know, don't stop swaddling in the middle of the night. It'll disturb the whole house. Start small. Start with nap times and see how they do, if they're jumping, if they're waking, if their cycle has, you know, become shorter for nap, and you'll know then.
Wow, this is such great information. And I actually see that some of our audience have started to ask some questions. Is it okay if I throw in
sure.
a question or two? Okay. So I think this is along the lines of what you were just talking about to kind of keep going, which is, will my baby or can my baby get so used to swaddling that she won't want to actually stop?
Not often. I mean, we do hear from parents that, you know, 9, 10 months, they are still really liking to be swaddled. And I always, you know, refer them to their pediatrician, because honestly, once they're rolling, you know, every pediatrician has a different outlook on what's proper or not. Many of them nowadays say that it's okay as long as, you know, the cribs are empty, and crib safety, like I think we'll talk about later, is super important. Having nothing in the crib but your baby in the swaddle. But, you know, I think they do appreciate it. But again, you know, use your mommy judgment. Mommies have great insight, whether they trust their instincts or not. Usually you know when your baby is done. And nap time is a great way to gauge that as well.
Okay. This is great. So tell us about some different methods of swaddling. Are there different methods, or is there just one way to do it?
Well, it's hard to explain on a teleclass, but with a typical square blanket, I mean, there is a method for swaddling. There are plenty of swaddles in the market. I mean, if you go to Target or Walmart or wherever you shop, you know, you go to the swaddle aisle and you'll see a variety. And, you know, if you look at them, usually the directions are on the back. You choose one that you like, that you feel the most comfortable with. I will tell you from a safety standpoint that there is so much hip dysplasia happening right now. People, you know, are really want to give them a good, tight burrito swaddle, but you have to keep in mind that their shoulders and hips do need movement. Being, you know, having your extremities locked into one position for an extended period of time can be damaging to the babies, so you want to swaddle you know, medium up top where the arms are, but definitely loose on the bottom. You want your baby to be able to have that full froggy position where they can bring their hips up and adduct them and abduct them properly and to be able to move them.
Okay. And I actually, this leads to another question that someone in the audience asked, which is, mm-hmm. can you swaddle a baby too tight to the point that it could affect their motor development?
Well, babies should only be swaddled when they're sleeping. Motor development, you would definitely not want to swaddle your child during the daytime at all, where they would be, you know, utilizing and learning their motor development, having their tummy time and their neck exercises. Another rule of thumb is you never want to swaddle so tight that you can't put a hand in at the chest. So you would want to put your hand in and be able to have enough room to slip it in comfortably over their heart.
Okay. This is really good. And so, along with those methods, you did talk about some of the risks, like hip dysplasia. Any other risks involved with swaddling that you can think of?
We could talk about crib safety. You know, when you swaddle a baby, of course, you should always swaddle on the back. Back is best. You don't want to put your baby on the side. You don't want to put the baby on the stomach because of a risk of, you know, the baby not being able to breathe and occlusion of the airway. You want a firm mattress, so no toys, no stuffed animals, no bumpers. A lot of people are still using bumpers, and they still sell bumpers, which I
yes.
have like, but there are bumpers out there that are breathable bumpers. If you must have a bumper, I think it's Breathable Baby who makes them, and they're at, you know, most mass stores. So that would be okay. But, you know, no extra blankets, no stuffed animals, et cetera. So you'd always want to put the baby on their back. You don't want to swaddle too tightly. You want to make sure there's room for them, their shoulders and their hips to be able to move. A stretchy fabric, I believe, is key because, you know, if you think about it, it's like Spanx. You know, you feel cocooned, but you could still move around, you know. So you kind of want that feeling where I can move my arms wherever I want, but I'm not going to startle. What I like about stretchy fabric is that, you know, the baby can move and reposition their arms. And most babies do not naturally sleep with their arms pinned to their sides. So if you think of the old-fashioned traditional burrito wrap, you know, where you're wrapping the baby with the hands pinned to the hip area, it's not a natural position. So what I like about a firm but stretchy fabric is they can put their hands where they feel comfortable, and 90% of babies will sleep with their hands right over their heart, and they'll actually even touch their hand and touch their skin, and they'll have that for self-soothing as well.
This is great. And so actually you alluded to something that one of our audience members just actually asked in a question. So you sort of talked about stretchy fabrics, but the question that our participant has is, are there specific fabrics that make better swaddles?
Definitely something breathable. I personally think that, you know, a nice breathable cotton is the best. You know, think of a Hanes t-shirt, something with a little bit of spandex in it. So you can have a firm swaddle, but again, there's the ability to reposition, and then the fabric would retract and cocoon the baby again. So you want something that's not going to bulk out, something that's going to retract. A little spandex with cotton, I love.
Okay, this is really great info. And I see the audience does have a lot of questions, which is great. Because keep them coming, audience, because Karen has so much expertise. And so somebody asked this great question, can you keep the baby in a swaddle safely in a car seat?
No, unfortunately you can't. So you would need to remove the arms from the swaddle in a car seat so that you can maintain that 5-point buckle system. So the arms should definitely be out in a car seat.
Okay.
Now, in a swing at home, different scenario. You can swaddle so that, you know, the safety harness between their legs is still intact. And you can keep a nice upper body swaddle while the baby's in the swing. We do have a lot of moms that do that, you know, the baby needs motion, especially the first few months. And if you swaddle in the swing, you know, depending on what your pediatrician says, many say it's just fine. You do whatever you have to do so everyone stays healthy and everyone sleeps, you know, and that 2 months in retrospect is nothing. Nothing's damaging as long as everyone is happy, healthy, and sleeping.
Wonderful. This is terrific information. So not in a car seat, but a swing is okay. And speaking of the family getting enough sleep, what would you consider to be a great sleep routine?
Well, the first thing that I would recommend is sticking to what you choose to do. So when you start a routine, think of, you know, make sure it's well thought out. Personally, for me, I recommend the, you know, warm bath routine, followed by the nursing, followed by the burping, followed by the swaddling, and then put the baby down. I love white noise. I think it's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I still use white noise, and it helps me to sleep 8 hours like a baby. I also like putting a fan in the corner of the room, not directly facing the baby, but facing another wall, just to keep circulation of airflow going throughout the room. And it also, you know, a fan has a double effect of being white noise as well.
Okay, that's fantastic. I can envision the entire scenario, and it sounds so soothing. Actually, it makes me want to do that. So how long? I think you sort of addressed this earlier, but just to kind of reiterate, how long should you swaddle a baby?
So 60% of babies are swaddled up until 6 months old. You can start weaning whenever the baby is ready, but most babies, you know, do need that first 6 months. Definitely, you know, the first 3 months for sure. They call that the fourth trimester, where you're just helping to transition your baby into this world. Many babies swaddle, you know, over 9 months, and I always recommend that parents who are not sure have a conversation with their pediatrician, and they would be the best person to help them, you know, answer and resolve any sleep swaddle issues.
Okay, that's really good to know. And kind of along those lines, someone from the audience, thank you, audience participants. You all are very dynamic today, which we love. Somebody asks, if my son breaks free from the swaddle, does that mean he's ready to stop being swaddled?
No. In fact, that was my issue with my third daughter, Bella. She would break free, but, you know, you can tell that it was just because of her restlessness. So, you know, if he breaks free and you find him sleeping peacefully out of the swaddle, I would say, yes, that's fine. If he breaks free and he's fussing and you have to go in there and console him and, you know, re-swaddle him, and then he goes back to sleep after that, he's not ready.
Okay. Thank you for that insight. And so do daycares actually still swaddle?
Well, the laws are changing, and there are many states banning swaddling. And, you know, when they're banning swaddling, they are really banning square blankets, because there have been deaths involved in that, in suffocation with blankets over the face. But from what I understand, currently they are allowing certain swaddles that allow for arms out. So they want to be able to have an arms out option with their swaddles. And there are definitely swaddle blankets on the market that do offer that.
Okay, great. That's good to know. And how often do you swaddle? During the daytime, during nap time, during nighttime, anytime you can?
Nope, not anytime. Only when the baby is sleeping. I am a big fan of, you know, swaddling at nighttime and nap time. And then as the baby hits, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, just, you know, taking the nap time swaddling out to try to transition. And they'll, you know, at that time, they might have their first rollover. You know, a lot of moms get super nervous. Oh, my God, my baby rolled over while being swaddled. Well, you know, after a month of age, I mean, most babies have, you know, pretty good neck control where they can move their neck left and right. So as long as you have a nice, safe crib with nothing in it, nothing to obstruct the airway, firm mattress, you will be fine.
Okay, that's great. And I know that you covered earlier what a safe crib looks like, and very much appreciate it, because I think that's ultimately one of the most important things here.
Yes,
is there anything else that you would add to what the safe crib looks like?
Well, just that it's empty and your baby is in it with a swaddle, and really that's it. I mean, I love monitors. I don't believe in co-sleeping. I think it's very dangerous. You know, when you're exhausted and your blanket is full of blankets, your bed is full of blankets rather, you know, there's too much risk. And I actually don't know the current number, but there are plenty of infant deaths, you know, a year from co-sleeping. So, you know, I love being able to have the baby in the room with me. And, you know, with all of my babies for the first 6 months, I just set up a bassinet, you know, very close to the bed so that I can keep an eye on them, but there was no risk involved there.
Excellent. That is so, so important. So before we run out of time, I would like to thank Karen and Wumbi again for putting together this really highly informative, helpful, and very important teleclass. Their sponsorship of today's class continues to allow moms from all over the country and even all over the world to take our classes for free. And so before we wrap up, could you please tell us, Karen, just overall, how does sleeping affect the whole family? So I know this, the class is about swaddling and that's about the baby, but really, how does this affect the entire family?
Well, sleep deprivation is really dangerous. You know, you can only run so long on little bits of sleep. So, you know, swaddling and sleep is, you know, super important. It's super important for mom. It helps prevent postpartum depression. It helps, you know, everyone's mood, attitude, helps mom actually transition back from pregnancy much better. It's just necessary, you know. Sleep is one of the top five things we need to survive.
I can attest to that. So thank you so much for underscoring that. And you all have been great. You've all submitted really wonderful questions. It's been really dynamic. We know that Karen has gone over a wealth of terrific information today. So once again, within the next few days, we'll be sending you all a link to the recorded class along with some great resources. And a huge thank you to you, Karen, for your wonderful expertise. You're not only an expert, but clearly you're very passionate about this topic. And so we really appreciate you coming to our community of moms with such amazing information and insight. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Have a wonderful day, and we hope to connect with you again soon.
Yes, I'm happy to do it. And I actually just want to mention one more thing. If anyone has any questions that they didn't, that they don't remember, or they, you know, feel free to email us. You can email babynurse@wumbi.com, and we help moms with questions all over the world, 7 days a week.
That's wonderful, and we will make sure to also send you all that information as well to be able to contact Karen if you'd like to. So, again, thank you so much, and hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.